Well, let's move on now to a story that affects so many across the country as investigators now spread out across India to get a full idea of the extent of the NEET exam leak. We bring you the latest from the investigations into a conspiracy that's brought untold misery to lakhs of students who've taken an exam with an eye on securing their future. What happens to them now? On this show in a little while, we'll be speaking to the victims and their families, citizens who studied, incurred expenses and live with the sense of hope that's now been destroyed. But first, let's go across to NDTV's Radhika Ramaswamy, who joins us. In fact, before Radhika, let's go straight across to the very latest in terms of the investigations today.
The NEET probe net is widening fast. After Jharkhand's Hazaribagh and Ranchi, one teacher has been nabbed in the NEET paper leak case in Latur. This is the first arrest from Maharashtra. Four people have been booked in the state so far.
A Zilla Parishad teacher, Jaleel Pathan, has been arrested in Latur. In fact, the police has found some incriminating evidence, including photographs of hall tickets of candidates, suspicious WhatsApp conversations and online financial transactions. In fact, among those booked is a Delhi-based individual who is believed to be a mastermind in this case.
In Gujarat and Bihar, the CBI has officially taken over the investigation of this case. A CBI probe team is camping in Godhra in Gujarat to take the probe further. A team in Bihar's Nawada faced the ire of locals on Sunday while investigating the matter. Even as the CBI begins its investigation across multiple states, it will merge all existing FIRs into one, picking up where the state investigating agencies left off.
In the states like Bihar and Jharkhand, it is almost confirmed that question paper leak did happen, and it is being confirmed by many, while many other states still remain in denial. In an exclusive, NDTV did catch up with the principal of the school in Hazaribagh, who confirmed that the question paper packaging was tampered with.
अब जो EU की टीम आए थे, उनका ये कहना था कि इस answer booklet के यहाँ पे, ये इस side में कहीं से टेम्परिंग था और उसको बढ़िया से ग्लू से किसी ने पेस्ट कर दिया था, जो कि कॉमन लोगों के बस की बात नहीं है।
ये किसी प्रोफेशनल ने किया था?
हाँ, ये ऑब्वियसली किसी हाईली प्रोफेशनल ने किया होगा, क्योंकि जब हमने बताया ना, इसे उखाड़ भी नहीं सकते, ये सेल्फ एडहेसिव से होता है, इसे हटा भी नहीं सकते, इसे कैंची से कट करना पड़ता है, ये प्रैक्टिस होती है। अब इस साइड किसी का ध्यान गया नहीं कि ये क्या हुआ और किस तरह से बारीकी से कट करके कुछ किया हुआ था और फिर अल्टीमेटली उसको एडहेसिव से पेस्ट भी किया गया था।
Even as the probe across states caught pace, protests over both the NTA mess and the NEET paper leak continued.
So right now, with these delays, like for example the PG examination and with the undergraduate examination, the whole paper leak scenario, all of these students are now concerned with the delays in not just examinations but their careers, because there's a huge question mark now as to what next, whether there'll be a re-exam or whether for the PG students, when will the exam be? The dates have not been announced yet. So the students are in a limbo-like situation right now.
Euro Report, NDTV.
Swami's been tracking the story and joins us now. Radhika, in terms of the investigations themselves and the leaks, was there one mastermind or one group which was involved, or was this in fact leaked to different parts of the country and there were different mafia which were involved in getting this paper out?
Well, at this point, this is a matter of investigation. Looks like there had been different groups. In fact, as far as Maharashtra is concerned, of course, Maharashtra police cracking its whip on the NEET scam by making one arrest and booking a total of four people. These involve teachers, Zilla Parishad teachers from Latur, as well as another trainer from Nanded, and an individual from Delhi as well, who has been booked. Three are absconding, one arrested. In fact, one more person could be arrested today itself. You know, the police say that there is a racket which were trying to lure students, of course, which were promising students that they will help in cracking the exams in return for money. There have been, incriminating evidence that have been found by the police in the phones, on the phones of the accused, including the admit card, copies of admit cards of candidates, as well as online financial transactions and WhatsApp conversation among all the accused, including this man in Delhi. Now, the man in Delhi is an important link Because as far as the entire Maharashtra case is concerned, the teachers are from Latur and Nanded, and they had been in touch with this man in Delhi. Perhaps he could be the mastermind in the case, or something that the police had been telling us. Sure. He had links to not just the teachers, but also several other students from across the country. Was this man in touch with many other teachers from other centers and districts? You know, what is the kind of money involved? Because the total amount of money that had been recovered is not being told by the police yet. Those investigations are still underway. And how long had they been conspiring this? Had they done this in the past? So all that is a matter of investigation as far as Maharashtra police is concerned. Perhaps CBI will also look into Maharashtra case. So at this point, one person arrested, one more arrest likely by tonight, and two more people are absconding.
Right, so it's absolutely an all-India sort of situation. Radhika, I need to move on to my discussion and my guest. Thanks so much for sharing all of those very important details with us. I'm now joined by Nimai Lamba, a neat undergraduate aspirant who's really had suffered so much. We've got Dr. Anuj Pachel, a neat PG aspirant. Again, those exams have been postponed. We've got Abhinav Paul, a neat undergraduate qualified student. And Shubroto Paul, his father, yes. Geeta Bhatt, the academic, Vrinda Swarup, former education secretary at the Government of India, and Anand Kumar, the founder of Super 30, one of the most influential people in the country when it comes to coaching centers and really guiding young students. But Abhinav, let me come to you first. You know, you did well. You know, your score was very positive, and you really felt perhaps that you had a chance. Now that it's all over, as far as NEET undergraduate is concerned, what are you going to do?
First of all, thank you for helping me in the show, sir. First of all, let me give a little briefing about myself. I am Avinav Paul. I am a student from West Bengal, and I have scored 675 out of 720 in NEET UG 2024 examination. So according to 2023 data, I was supposed to get a rank of around 1500 to 2000. But considering the normal general inflation, which takes place almost every year, I was expecting a rank of around 4000 to 5000, all India rank. But on 4th June, as I got the result, I was generally shocked to see that I got an all India rank of 11000. So the rank just, in a span of 1 year, the rank became four times what it was the previous year. So initially it was a big shocker, but fortunately I am in the safer zone and I will get a college in my respective state, West Bengal, if the result persists.
No, that's just awful. Geeta Bhatt, would you like to respond to that? A young student over here felt that he had a real chance at a decent future, and says that it is impossible for him to have been ranked so lowly, right, potentially, you know, based on the results which have come out. You know, as an academic, you deal, Geeta, not just with studies and exams and teaching, but also with the well-being of students. What does one do about the well-being of that young student?
Well, Vishnuji, well, definitely it is a matter of concern that, that the results of some of these examinations, which are very coveted examinations in the country, and lakhs of students who are sitting for these examinations, they have been affected. And it's a matter of concern both for the academic fraternity and also for the government to ensure that these types of examinations, they need to be leak-proof. And for that, I think there are certain aspects that one needs to actually ponder over, I think. And first is that, you know, to make the system leak-proof, we need to look at it in terms of law. And for that, you know, there is a Public Examination Act that has already been enforced by the government. And along with it, what are the various SOPs, you know, standard operating procedures that need to be set for such examinations? Because apparently, as we are seeing through the investigations which are being reported, that these types of, you know, these leaks have been actually taking place at the localized examination centers. So how is it that it is happening? That is something which needs, that course correction is definitely required. Also, Vishnuji, I want to also put forth one more aspect. And that is to look at the, you know, how the society perceives, because you see, those who are going out and trying to, you know, look for loopholes and, you know, take out the paper and perform the examination, which is not in the right way. What is the, you know, the moral consciousness of the society to look at, these examinations which are being held, and how, you know, there are people from this society who are actually going ahead and looking for unfair means to get these
question papers. No, but Geeta ji, it also goes to show the desperate situation in our country, where just a handful of students, relatively speaking, get the opportunities that they want. The situation is so desperate when it comes to getting jobs in one of these competitive exams that people do anything. And of course, it's morally horrific, but perhaps that's also the larger story. Too few jobs, too few opportunities, too many people. But I just wanted... go ahead, Geeta ji.
Yeah, so you see the opportunities and the aspirations of the students. Yes, definitely there is a gap between the two. We are looking at such a large number of students who want to go ahead and take medicine as a profession in their career.
It's not just medicine though, Geeta ji, is it? You know, it's job creation, which in this country, despite all our efforts, right, and things have improved, is not where it needs to be.
You see, Vishnuji, the point here is that you cannot, you know, you see, if you want to look at the how the examination is to be conducted when such a large number of students is involved, there are two ways one can do it. One is that you do it through the OMR or the physical examination, and the second is you doing it through a computer-based examination. So at present, this particular examination is taking place in a physical format. But in the coming years, the number is, yes, I do agree, the number is going to increase. Probably next year, larger number of students are going to sit.
But you know,
but at the same time, for a computer-based examination, you would require a large number of infrastructure for holding. That is why it cannot be held in one day. Right? But if you want to do it, you know, electronically, like in...
But Geeta ji, you know, even on the entire issue of online exams, the NET exam this time, which was also impacted separately, right? As I understand it, the NET exam was an offline exam, which was conducted by the CBSE till 2018. It was then taken over by the National Testing Agency. It became an online examination, right? Only to revert back to pen and paper this time around. Isn't that suspicious?
Well, you see, the point is that one has observed that there have been occasions where there was tampering with the examinations when they were held online, you know. So the point is that whether offline or online, if you want to, make a leak-proof system for holding these examinations, there is we do need a statutory body actually to look into this process, because if I remember in 2015 also, the medical examination, which was at that time being held by CBSE, it was cancelled by the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had made the observations that for a few people to have a financial gain out of this deal, you know, lakhs of students, they have to go through this harrowing process.
No, it is unbelievable.
And then the exam was again held. It was re-held successfully.
Yeah, but
the point is that, so there are...
Ma'am, I think, Geeta ji, respectfully, I think the fact that in 2024, we as a nation are unable to ensure that leaks do not take place, it's just mind-blowing. You know, we talk about secrecy and the protection of data in different contexts to ensure privacy at any cost, right? And we cannot prevent somebody from stealing an exam and distributing it for money in 2024. Our lifetimes have been spent reporting this story on proxy candidates, on leaked examinations, mass cheating, call it what you may. One variation of a crime or the other. And here we are once again, in June 2024, talking about the same thing. I think that is the frustration that I think all of us feel. So my question, therefore, is to Vrinda Swarup, former Education Secretary, Government of India. Is this a law? Is this the inability of institutions to hold on to a piece of paper, put it in a safe? Do you believe that law enforcement needs to come in? Or do you believe it all has to be online because we just can't protect leaks like this from taking place?
Well,
I think you, it depends on the type of exam you're holding. And there has to be a domain expertise of what they regard as the best test for the students. And testing today is a very sophisticated science. And you can do it online. You could do it in other forms. But I think these exams will increasingly move to online. And that was the original remit of the NTA also. Now, the issue is much larger than this. The issue is, why do we need to, and our experience is showing and questioning this premise over and over again, why do you need to hold such large exams where if anything goes wrong, you have more than 20 lakh, 25 lakh kids, candidates, aspirations destroyed? So there is a way that you can conduct these exams, but you need to decentralize. You need to break up these processes where very large numbers don't get roiled if there is even half a chance of some difficulty arising. So I think one of the things I'm hoping that this committee will look into is also the whole remit of the NTA and see whether this process can be decentralized, broken up, and you have much smaller numbers involved in each type of set of exams with, of course.
So the numbers of those who are potentially impacted is less, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So,
but ma'am, isn't that again, I mean, isn't that exactly a recognition of the fact that we have to split up an examination, make it smaller because we're unable to ensure a piece of paper is not stolen?
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
It's sad. It is terribly sad. Dr. Anuj Bachel, you're a NEET postgraduate aspirant. That exam has been postponed. How does that impact, you know, your future plans?
Yeah, so I was preparing for the NEET PG examination, and just 10 hours before getting to the actual exam at night, we were given the notification that this exam is postponed. It was a very big shocker for me. So personally, my thoughts is that they have postponed the examination because the sanctity of the examination was concerned. And I personally believe that if that was the actual case, then it's better to postpone the paper than to actually, you know, take it and then held the protests again. And then we are again back to the stage where we have to reconduct the paper. But like NEET PG was, like, this thing has been going on for the past 3 months. It has been rescheduled thrice now. So I was very, very disheartened at the moment. But as a person who has cleared NEET UG, I would like to add a few points to the discussion over here. First of all, with respect to NEET UG, we are seeing that every year the cutoff is rising, and it is rising so dramatically. Like every year from 2018 to right now, we are seeing that 10 marks, 20 marks, etc. additional every year is required to get into a particular college. I have always personally believed, as a person who has cleared NEET UG with an All India rank of 885 in 2018, that NEET UG is an examination for elimination. It is not an examination for selection. So elimination is the main target. So I believe that somehow, okay, the papers are getting leaked and all of this is happening. But at the same time, we must also look into how the examination bodies are maybe lowering the difficulty of the exam. Or maybe somehow the students are very well prepared. Because if you look at the other examinations which are happening simultaneously, like the JEE Advanced, etc., so those papers have still remained at a very high value where you have to score a very exceptional rank to get into a particular institute, to a point where we have now been here at NEET that even if you're getting 720 marks, you might not get into AIIMS Delhi, which is one of the most prestigious institutes of the country. So I think that's my personal take on it. And second thing which I would like to add is to the people who are going out and seeking for these papers and the unfair means to get to the examination. As a person who is going to enter into MBBS, your child or your ward, it's going to be very difficult for that person because NEET is an examination which thoroughly checks you whether you are capable enough to become a doctor in the future, whether you are able to manage your time, whether you're able to focus properly. It's a very holistic exam which checks everything. So going through MBBS, it's going to be difficult for those students who have entered the system, you know, with unfair means, is what I want to say personally. And what is the quality of doctors that we'll be getting?
The entire system fails if you've got people who don't deserve to be there ending up potentially as doctors. Nimai Lamba, you know, tell us about your story. How were you impacted? What are you going to do now?
First of all, good morning, good evening to all the panelists. I am highly obliged to be in such like great panel. Sir, actually it has impacted us mentally at a very high state. काफी ज्यादा हम लोग mentally impact होते हैं जब एक बहुत अच्छा हम लोग तैयारी करके जाते हैं एग्जामिनेशन के लिए और फिर बाद में 14th जून का रिजल्ट 4th ऑफ जून को सडनली इलेक्शन के रिजल्ट्स के बीच में स्नीक इन हो जाता है. इट्स लाइक रियली अ लिटिल बिट हमारी मेंटल स्टेट पे काफी ज्यादा वो चीज असर डालती है. हमको काफी एक सडननेस एक लाइक एन इंस्टेंट कॉर्टिसोल रश इज ऑल ओवर हिज बॉडी व्हिच इज इंपैक्टेड अस लाइक रियली बैडली. उसके बाद द थिंग्स दैट carried it out after that NTA ke clear answer na dena hamare liye wo ray of hope na hona ki that we'll seek justice wo cheez kafi zyada hum logon ko at children level kyunki we have to understand that the people like children like me are preparing for this examination. We are only 17 or 18 year old. हम लोगों के लिए अभी इतना स्ट्रेस लेना इज नॉट लाइक एक्सेप्टेबल. हम लोग इतना स्ट्रेस लेंगे तो इट लाइक वेरी बैडली इफेक्ट्स आर इंटरनल ऑर्गन्स एज वेल. लाइक काफी ज्यादा वो भी दिक्कत हुई. उसके बाद स्ट्रेस काफी ज्यादा हुआ तो काफी ज्यादा खराब एक्सपीरियंस था. आफ्टर दैट 4th ऑफ जून दैट वी एस्पिरेंट्स कॉल दैट एज अ ब्लैक डे.
आर यू गोइंग टू टेक द एग्जाम अगेन व्हेन इट हैपेंस और हैव यू हैड इनफ?
सर कैन यू प्लीज रिपीट? आई वाज नॉट लाइक एबल टू लिसन.
आर यू गोइंग टू टेक द एग्जाम अगेन इफ दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी प्रेजेंट्स इटसेल्फ?
Yes, sir. I would like clearly. I'm in a stand of re-need. Might it would be really bad or really like a sudden shock for the students who are scoring really good marks. But according to me, it would be a clear call or a fair call for all the students. Like it has happened in 2015 that paper has been taken twice, sure. Like because Supreme Court. But
okay, Nima, like just give me half a second. Let me quickly go across to Anand Kumar, founder of Super 30. Anandji, you know, you for decades have run one of the most successful institutions to train students anywhere in the country. And you do it for students to get into a competitive examination. It is extremely difficult. Your training, your coaching is difficult. And then you prepare your students and then something like this can happen. Right? It just destroys lives. It destroys students. It's much more than an education being wasted. It's the emotional well-being of any number of people. I think that's what this is all about, right? What's ultimately messed up is not just futures, but the emotional well-being of very young people.
नहीं, आपने बहुत अच्छा बोला. अभी दरअसल में क्या होता है कि एक बच्चा नीट की तैयारी करता है
जी.
और वो चाहे अच्छे घर का हो या गरीब घर का हो, अगर बेचारा निर्धन परिवार का होता तो उसके खेत बिक जाते हैं, कोटा चला जाता है, बाहर पढ़ने जाता है, कोचिंग के महंगे फी देता है, घर में लोग ख्वाब देखते हैं, बच्चा 10-10, 12-12, 14-14 घंटे पढ़ता है और जब ऐसी घटनाएं घटती है तो पूरी तरह से टूट जाता है. वो सोचता है कि मेरी इसमें क्या गलती, हमारे पिताजी की जमीन बिक गई, मैंने रात दिन एक किया फिर भी रिजल्ट नहीं आया. अभी मैं डिस्कशन देख रहा था और समझ रहा था जितना तक कि लोग अभी इस बात पर बहस कर रहे कि पेपर वाली परीक्षा होनी चाहिए या ऑनलाइन होनी चाहिए, तो पेन पेपर वाली ही परीक्षा होनी चाहिए. ये तो व्यवस्था की कमी और कमजोरी है कि लीक क्यों होता है. बेचारा गांव का गरीब बच्चा है जिसके पास रिसोर्सेज नहीं है, जिसके पास कंप्यूटर की फैसिलिटी नहीं है, वो तो पेन पेपर पर ज्यादा कंफर्टेबल है
जी.
तो ये हम लोग दिशा नहीं मोड़े, इस बात का डिस्कशन का दिशा को नहीं बदले कि नहीं ऑनलाइन होना चाहिए. ऑनलाइन में भी फ्रॉड हो सकता है
जरूर,
और ये दुर्भाग्य की बात है
और होता भी है. हमने तो डार्क वेब के बारे में अभी तक कुछ बातचीत की भी नहीं है.
जी जी जी. तो इसलिए मेरा मानना है कि सीबीआई की जांच हो, माननीय सुप्रीम कोर्ट हो, सबको मिलकर बच्चों के हित में डिसीजन लेना चाहिए, वरना बच्चों का एनडीए से और कई व्यवस्थाओं पर विश्वास उठ जाएगा तो फिर हम सुनहले भारत की कल्पना जो कर रहे हैं कि गोल्डन इंडिया होगा वो कैसे हो पाएगा. इसलिए हमारा आपके चैनल के माध्यम से सरकार से निवेदन है इस पर त्वरित कार्रवाई करके जल्दी से जल्दी कुछ करके डिसीजन ऐसा लिया जाए ताकि सब बच्चे रिलैक्स महसूस करें और उनको उनके सपने न टूटे न मरे.
फाइनल क्वेश्चन टू सुब्रतो पॉल, अभिनव्स फादर. इट अ ह्यूज ऑर्डील फॉर यू. यू वुड हैव स्पेंट टाइम एंड मनी टू हेल्प योर सन ट्रेन, ट्रैवल टू फॉर ट्यूशन एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा. You know, it's in India, it's an entirely, it's almost always a family effort, right? Everybody puts in their effort. Was that the case for you as well?
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, sir. Good evening to all. Being his father, I have seen very closely his stress and the pressure of the study material, study and examination pressure. But he got 675 number, and we expect the government college. It is quite natural. But in front of us, we are seeing that many disputed counseling followed about, and we have faith on the government and the Honorable Supreme Court that they will find out the all disputed and remove from the merit list and republish the new merit list or rank list. And we don't want to drain it. Because we have seen the pressure and stress of myself.
And that stress is just something which is completely unacceptable. I'm sorry, I'm running out of time on this, but this is something that we'll continue to track very closely right here on NDTV.